Welcome to this edition of Environment Matters with me, Amanda Yorworth. Environment Matters is the show that brings you news on issues of sustainability and the environment from around St. Albans and from further afield. Now, we are so close to the midsummer solstice and we really do have lovely long evenings to get out into our gardens or perhaps to unwind walking somewhere lovely like Hartwood or Greenwood Park or perhaps Jersey Farm Woodland Park, just name a few of the gorgeous places around St. Albans. And I don't know about you, but I've really been enjoying seeing and hearing some wonderful birds recently. Now, I noticed there was some rooks who were indulging in what looked like some gang warfare above the Wick, just off Marshall's Drive. So if you're walking your dog through there, do take a look up. The rooks are really quite exciting in what they get up to. And isn't it fantastic to see the swallows swooping around again, swooping for flies? And although I haven't seen any bats yet, I'm hoping to see them taking over the swooping activity at night. And then most excitingly, I'm waiting to tell you about this, it was just about to go to bed, it was a couple of nights ago now, and I opened the bedroom window and in flooded the unmistakable song of a nightingale. I haven't heard one of those for ages, so that was absolutely heavenly. Anyway, summer doesn't just mean swallows, it's festival time. So rip yourself away from the football. Whoops, mentioned it, but I think I got away with it. Grab your shades and get out and enjoy the fun. Now, later we'll be hearing about some eco fun you can have at St. Albans first. But first, get your thinking caps on. Rothamsted Research, the world-renowned agricultural research institute just this side of Harpenden, is celebrating its 175th year with the biggest event it has ever organised, the Rothamsted Festival of Ideas. I spoke to festival organiser Erin O'Rourke to find out what it's all about. Erin, so thank you very much for taking the time to talk to me at what must be a really busy time for you. Now, you're celebrating 175 years of Rothamsted with a festival of ideas. What's it all about?
Yes, that's correct. We are in just a few days' time and we will have the festival of ideas at Rothamsted in Harpenden. It's a free and fun event for all the family and it takes place on Saturday 23rd and Sunday 24th of June at 11 a.m. on both days. Really, it's a chance for everyone to find out anything that they ever wanted to know about the science of feeding the world. It's a packed weekend of demonstrations and hands-on fun and learning to celebrate Rothamsted's 175th birthday, and we are going to have activities and exhibits going on across 10 different science zones.
So it sounds really interesting. Lots of science, obviously, presumably lots of real scientists there as well. So just thinking about some of those zones I was attracted to, how about the tech zone? What can we enjoy there?
Well, you'll get to see one of Rothamsted's drones in action. And then also you could come along to the wheat zone and learn why it's smaller is better when it comes to wheat crops. You could come to the gene zone, which I think people will be particularly interested in, and learn about how plants have been changing to become the food that we eat today.
And will you have examples perhaps of some of the genetically modified crops that Rothamsted is working on, or some information on that?
Yes, so in our gene zone we actually are going to have four different exhibits. And one of them in particular, which is called Alpha and Omega, is going to share with the public all of our work in connection to GM or GE, genetically edited camelina, which is our research to find a land-based source of omega-3 fish oils.
Right, so that's a piece of research that actually is quite sort of at the forefront at the moment, which presumably will be of interest. Another zone I was interested in was the health zone, because we think of Rothamsted as more to do with sort of like farming type things, but what's going to be in the health zone?
So the health zone also has four exhibits, and if you come along there, you can, for example, become a serial killer and infect a crop plant. It's going to deal with a lot of our pathogen type work and plant health.
Right, okay. And how about the experiment zone? I used to love chemistry at Zone for Experiments. What kind of thing can we enjoy there?
The experiment zone is really going to be the place to be for extra hands-on fun, I would say. One of the exhibits we have there is called the Pop-Up Chemistry Lab, and it includes a popcorn challenge. So hopefully that's intriguing enough for people to tag along and see what it's all about.
All right, sounds great. So it sounds like you've got lots of things presumably specifically aimed at kids. Will there be plenty for adults as well?
Most certainly. It's an event for all ages. Young and old, and of course the adults as well can treat themselves if they want to, because our manor house will be open, Rothamsted Manor will be open, and people can come and take a seat and enjoy cream teas if they wish.
Oh, wonderful.
Yes, very exciting.
And it is really quite smart and nice at the manor house, isn't it? As you say, quite a treat.
Yes, it certainly is a treat. And then close by to there, people have the opportunity to jump on board a tractor trailer ride and go for a tour around our beautiful farmland.
Lovely. Okay. Now, it's not just stalls, activities and tractor rides. You've also got some talks and lectures too. Can you just give us a bit of a taste about what we could expect there?
Yes, so that's also a very exciting element of the festival. It's happening both across the Saturday and Sunday, where we have a range of invited speakers, and then some scientists here at Rothamsted will also give their perspectives on some of the hot topics in agricultural science. Especially a highlight about the talk tent is that we're putting a spotlight on our PhD students. So there'll be an opportunity for people to come and go at will and hear about the work of some of the 65 PhD students that we have on site here at our site in Harpenden. We also have a very special thing going on the talk tent, which is a cinematic experience, and it's basically all about future farming and how Rothamsted has a hand in future farming.
Wow, okay, this sounds relevance to all of us, obviously. We're all hoping to be eating into the future, and perhaps also of interest for perhaps kids who've perhaps finished their exams, thinking about ideas for the way forward and things that might be a career in the future, perhaps.
I would very much say so. I think it's a great opportunity for anyone who has keen interest in science that is of that age and they're thinking about what's ahead for them. And I suppose particularly good for them because they can get the opportunity to come along and speak one-to-one with a scientist and see what it really is like to walk in the shoes of a scientist.
Excellent, great opportunity there. Okay, sounds fantastic. How do we find out more, Erin?
It's very simple to find out more. You can just go along to our webpage, which is www.rothamsted.ac.uk/175. And, of course, you can follow us on social media for all the live event updates, both pre-event and during our event. So you can just have a look at our Twitter and Facebook accounts.
Brilliant. Erin, thank you very much indeed for taking the time to tell us all about that. And I was talking there to Erin O'Rourke from Rothamsted Research, and say she's very busy at this time of year getting everything organised for the festival. So very pleased that she was able to join me there on the telephone. And as she said, it's very easy to find out more. Just go to the Rothamsted website and it's easy to find from there. Now, if you are thinking of going up to Rothamsted at the weekend, but how about cycling there? There's an off-road cycle path going pretty much all the way there. And, well, depending on where you're going from in St Albans, it'll take you perhaps 20 to 30 minutes. And, of course, you don't have to worry about parking the car when you get there. You'll have had a nice bit of fresh air and a bit of exercise too. So, yeah, something to think about. But you don't even need to go as far as Rothamsted for some festival fun this Sunday, because it's the St Albans Street Festival. And this year, you can have some sustainable fun in a sustainability zone. Now, Catherine Ross of Sustainable St Albans is coordinating the sustainability zone. So I asked her what it's all about. Catherine, thank you for joining me. So why a sustainability zone? I mean, isn't the street festival supposed to be just sort of lighthearted fun?
Oh, it's a lovely day, the Albans Street Festival, and sustainability is part of it. Sustainability isn't all about doom and gloom. Wow. You can do lots of fun things and do them in a sustainable way.
Excellent. So go on then, what can we look forward to?
So there's a timed event, which is at 1:30, the official opening of the incredible edible Civic Centre food garden is having the ribbon cut on it.
Okay, and that's the little area, as you say, near the Civic Centre. Where...
Yeah, sort of between the Civic Centre and the Auburn Arena.
Okay, and that's where Food Smiles have started growing edible things that I think the idea is that we can all help ourselves eventually.
Absolutely. Come along, pick something and eat it.
Lovely.
And then all afternoon, so from 12 till 6, there's a whole range of different events going on near there. in the sustainability zone. So there's going to be seed planting being run by Sustainable St Albans. There's going to be make your own bird feeder being run by Bunnings. And then Friends of the Earth have got a stall that's all themed around being bee friendly, with a colouring competition and a quiz and learning about what flowers to plant. And there'll also be a display from Plastic Free St Albans.
Lovely. So it's not just sort of preachy stuff. There's lots of fun stuff to do as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And bring the kids along. They can do making their bird feeders and planting some seeds.
Wonderful. OK, so where do we find the sustainability zone then?
We're in that side street that goes down the side where Barclays and Virgin Money are, so between St Peter's Street and the Civic Centre.
Lovely. OK. So the street festival in general, have any efforts been made to improve the sustainability of the whole thing?
Yes, so quite a bit's been done over the last few years to try and cut the amount of waste from the Auburn Street Festival. So, for example, they've completely banned polystyrene from the food retailers, and they've got lots of different recycling zones up and down St Peter Street. So if people make the effort to split their waste up, then everything can go in the right container and go off to be recycled.
And presumably that's not just stallholders. We can help with that as well if we're there.
Absolutely. I think one of the main things, because I've helped on the recycling stalls in previous years, is for people to understand that if there's a food waste bin, that's just for the actual food scraps, and then the plates and the cutlery go in, obviously, the correct bin for those.
OK, so a small amount of effort, but well worth it to cut down on the mountains of waste produced at the festival. OK, Catherine, whilst you're here, the open food garden season is well underway now, isn't it? And that's open gardens where we can go and see how other people are growing food in their gardens. When's the next one we can look forward to?
We've got one coming out really soon on Wednesday, the 27th of June in the afternoon, and all the details are on our Sustainable St Albans website. They're really lovely events. They're very informal events. You can drop in for 10 minutes or stay for the whole 2 hours, and it's just about inspiring people who are interested in growing fruit and veg in their own garden about how to do it.
OK, and the one on Wednesday, where will we find that?
That's at Abbey View Road, 13 Abbey View Road in St Albans.
Lovely. Well, we hope that the sustainability zone is lots of fun, and that the open food garden, that the sun smiles in it. Catherine, thank you very much indeed for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
And I was talking there to Catherine Ross of Sustainable St Albans. Now, as if that wasn't enough festival fun for the weekend, Burston Tyler Garden Centre, that's the garden centre which is kind of on the ring road, bottom of Tippendale Lane sort of area, they are celebrating their 40th anniversary with a festival of gardening on Saturday. Now, it's from 10 till 5, and they've got a whole series of talks and activities. There's going to be lots of inspiration. There's going to be lots of advice, which I don't know about you, but I could probably do with at this time of year in my garden. There's going to be stories, there's going to be activities for the kids, and also, you'd be interested to know, there's going to be food tasting. So that's Burston Tyler Garden Centre on Saturday. If you're listening on Sunday, apologies because you've missed that. Anyway, if you've got a few hours, perhaps over the next, I don't know, a few weeks, months or whatever, and you fancy getting out into the fresh air, getting some exercise, meeting some new people and helping some of the most vulnerable people in our community, then how about helping Groundworks Project to help old people with their gardens? Now, you don't have to commit to any more than one session at a time. They provide the tools, also things like boots as well, and they can even arrange transport for you. So a really easy and beneficial thing to volunteer for. Now, if you think that you could spare a few hours to take part in this great project, then email Sarah Holloway at sarah.holloway, H-O-L-L-O-W-A-Y, at groundwork.org.uk. That's if you've got a few hours to spend helping them help elderly people with their gardens. Now, if you'd rather look at a garden rather than work in one, then there are some more lovely national open gardens this weekend. Now, new one, this one is, for this weekend. Two gardens, in fact, both on Cunningham Hill Road. They're open from 2 until 5.30, both on Saturday and on Sunday. Now, they're set on opposite sides of Cunningham Hill Road, it's a lovely tree-lined road, actually, if you've not been down there. They're both about half an acre gardens, and they've got a similar sort of mature backdrop, but they differ in their aspect on the other side, each side of the road. and also quite different in design as well. Number 25 has been developed by the owner for more than 20 years to include ponds, rockery, a bog garden as well, big lawns, double herbaceous borders, a wild meadow area, that might be nice at this time of year, and a rose trellis concealing a sizeable fruit, vegetable and nursery garden with seating. So that all sounds lovely, doesn't it? And the roses actually are particularly nice at the moment. Then at number 28, whilst they've retained many of the mature planting from its origins back in the 30s, they've mainly replanted it in the last 4 years. It's been designed by a garden designer, and the sort of theme is to provide a peaceful haven of lawns flanked by mixed borders, leading to a mature woodland area. So both of those sound absolutely lovely. I say they're open both on Saturday and Sunday, 2 until 5:30 on Cunningham Hill Road. And the best bit is there's going to be cake. And for some of you, you'll be really interested to know that there's going to be gluten-free cake. Even better, hey, isn't it? OK, there's a couple of interesting events which the Hearts and Middlesex Wildlife Trust have got lined up for you. On Sunday, you can go to an event called Mindfulness in the Woods. That's between 8 and 10 o'clock in the morning. And the idea is that you just go for a lovely, peaceful time of meditation in the woods. Sounds fantastic, doesn't it? All the details on their website, and you will, of course, have to book. And then there's another great event, which I thought you'd love to hear about, pond dipping for adults. Now, that's on next Wednesday between 7 and 9 p.m. in the evening. So, again, making the most of those lovely long evenings. And, yeah, I thought that sounded lovely. I quite fancy a bit of pond dipping, don't you? Going a bit of paddling, perhaps, and see if you can find some, I don't know, sticklebacks or something. Anyway, lots to look forward to there. So, remember, you can follow me on Twitter at @RV_environment. I've got an Environment Matters Facebook page too. And you can always drop me a line on Amanda@radioverulam.com if you've got a comment about the show or any ideas that you would like us to cover. Now, I'm going to be back at the same time next week when we'll be getting into Plastic Free July and hearing about the fantastic new refill pantry. Until then, thank you for listening.